There you go. Okay, Siman Aleph in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sif. Hey, Dine Hashkamas HaBoiker. Hey, Im Efshar Leil Hashkim V'Lokim B'Chatzois Alayla Lasis Oz Tikun Chatzois Ma Toiv. Yeah, so if you can get up by Chatzois to say Tikun Chatzois, which is all about the Churban, Churban Beis HaMikdash, then that would be a good thing. K'moy Shenemar, Kumu Yiroini B'Layla L'Reish HaShmuras. Get up to Roini literally means to sing, but here it's saying to cry out to Hashem. But Roish Hashmuras, in the same way Hashem is crying, then Shenemar Hashem, woe is it to my children that with their averus I destroyed my house, as Sarafti is Hichali, Vilglesum the base Umas. Vimi Efshalo Lokum Bachatzois, if you can't get up a Chatzois. Now, it's interesting because us, I imagine most, I don't know, well, most, certainly in the winter when Chatzois is 11:30, many people are still up by Chatzois. So is the whole thing to get up to do a Bechatzais, or should you do with at Chatzais even if you haven't gone to sleep yet? I don't know. Fine. Vimi Afshalit Lokum Bechatzais. If you can't get up at Chatzais, Yiskavar al Kalponim Lokum Koidim Alois HaShachar, you should at least try and get up before Alois HaShachar. Kumei Shomer Dovar HaMelech Olav HaShalom. O'ira Shachar, meaning he woke up the morning, meaning he was up before the morning. I wake up the morning, and the morning doesn't wake me up. You can do it after Chatzos too. It doesn't necessarily have to be specifically at Chatzos. The best time is Chatzos, but it doesn't have to be specific. And then you learn Torah, each person according to his capabilities. Shir Mishnayis Kodem L'chol Dover, and a Shir Mishnayis comes first. That's why we do the Mishnayos before the Daf. By Mishnah, he Isis Neshama. Like this, if you learn Mishnayos, you're Zoicha to Neshama. And if you can't do this, Yasik Betilim, then you should be Isaac and Tilim, and the Mamodois, that's what they said, the different groups of the different times when they're being Makriv Karbonos, with Sifrei Musar, and you can learn Sifrei Musar. Better a little bit with kavana meharbas below with kavana than a lot without kavana, meaning there's no rush to get through Tilim, to get through Musa Svarim, to get through anything. Just take it slow and understand it. Tana Rebbe Chiya Kol Ha'ezer B'Torah B'Layla Shechina Kenegdo. Anybody who learns Torah at night, the Shechina is opposite him. Shenemar Kumi Roine B'Layla L'Roish Hashmuras Shivchi Kamayli Beich Noichach Pnei Hashem. Pirush, he oz kenegdecha. At night, the Shechina is opposite you. Oydom Rav Sinai Zuchon Lebracha. Shekol Oz B'Torah B'Layla Nikra Eved Hashem. Kama Shekosu Kol Avdi Hashem Oyim De Beis Hashem B'Laylus. B'Laylus HaKetzorim, and the short nights, meaning in the summer, Shiyav Shalei Lashkum Kol Kach, that you can't get up that early. L'chol HaPachas Yisamitz Lokum B'Oyd Shiyo Leizman L'Hochen Nesatzim L'Lechas V'Beis HaKnesses Espal L'Matzibur. Get up early enough that you can prepare yourself properly to daven with the tzibur as opposed to just rolling out of bed. Vav, Mizmari Tehillim v'chein shar parshiyos mitar nevi'im k'subim she'enem shigurim b'fei ha'kol la'amrim ba'al peh. Meaning, if the Tehillim and Pesukim that people in the, that sentence is important. She'enem shigurim b'fei ha'kol la'amrim ba'al peh. It's not, meaning if you're not used to saying it, then you cannot say it ba'al peh. And even somebody who knows how to say Baal Peh, he should be careful not to say anything with Nach Baal Peh. Somebody who's blind is mutter. Right? Now, the Mishnah Brura says on this, because we do this all the time, right? I mean, not everybody opens a siddur when they say Tehillim after davening. And people say Pesukei D'Zimra Baal Peh. So as a tefillah, the Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. But as learning, it's not okay. All right? Fine. Hold on, I just lost the place here. Fine. Zion. Yesh limchas biyado ayim tchinas sheba mamodos. There are those that, meaning you should make a macha against those who say tchina, say request from Rabban Shalom after Bamalda. Shem Simon Baruch Hashem Shem Shemei Atfila. You shouldn't say Hashem's name. Eli Yeshem Baruch Shemei Atfila Beloy Shem. You should do it without Hashem's name. Okay. Now, next, the next siman is Hilchos Netilas Yadayim Shachar Siman Beis Uboy Tes Sifim. We'll go to Sif Talit here. So, and this is a very interesting muster to be learned from in the Sif Aleph here.
This is the second one now?
No, this is still the first.
Still the first.
Yeah. Levisha Adam Kasher Kam Mitase Shachris. Who can my Briya Chadash Alavidus Abarius Baruch Shemai? Since when a person gets up from his bed in the morning, he's like a new entity. To do Avodas Hashem, Lachain Tzarach Liskadosh V'Lito Yodam in Akli. Therefore, you have to make yourself holy and wash your hands. Kemoi Koyin Shayim Mekadosh Yodam B'Chol Yoyim in Akir. The way we just learned this in the Daf a couple of weeks ago, the way the Koyin washes his hands every day from the Kiyor, that was the special sink. Koyim Avodas before his Avoda. Meaning, we're no different than Kayhanim. When you get out of bed, if you're a Yid, you're doing Avodas Hashem. So, mainly you have to wash your hands. And it doesn't say if this is if you're davening, if you're learning. It says if you're a yid, you're already doing avodas Hashem. When somebody's sleeping and his neshama goes away from him, comes the ruach hatuma. And it stays on him. When he gets up, then the ruach hatuma goes off his whole body, except for from his fingers, because the tuma does not leave the fingers. Until he pours on it three times water, b'sirugin. And it's also to walk 4 amas without netilas yadayim. Unless it's a tzaira gadol ma'oid. And the reason for this is because you don't want the ruach hatuma on you for any longer than possible, which then means that you shouldn't hack in bed and take your phone out and check the news and text before washing your hands either. All right? Now we have a whole tumul that. Well, I think most people do not have negavasa next to their beds, and they're relying on that the entire house or the entire room is considered like Dalet Amos, and or they go with what the Gra had said, that when the Ger Tzedek was killed, all these heebie-jeebie tuma type things were taken away. Okay, that's what we're saying on if you don't wash your hands. Beis Yalbash Malbash Arishin is a talis katan. The first thing you should put on is your talis katan, meaning your tzitzis. Shloyeh lechar amas b'lei tzitzis, because you should not go 4 amas without tzitzis. So you should dine any other nikias, but since your hands are not clean, lo yivarech alav, don't make the bracha on the tzitzis, because your hands, again, this is assuming that you're not washing your hands next to the sink, and also many times you have to go to the bathroom. So even if you did wash your hands next to the bed, I'm sorry, then you have to, you still can't make a bracha. All right, we'll see later on when do you make the bracha on the tzitzis. Gimel, the tzitzis shachar subederach zeh. The way you wash your hands in the morning is as follows. You take it in, many are not aware of this. You take it in your right hand, you put it into your left hand, and you pour it on your right hand. You take the kli in your right hand, and put it on your left hand. You do it 3 times. And it's best to wash up to your wrists. Meaning, why is it saying v'toiv? Because mi'ikar adin, you could do the way we wash on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, which is up to the knuckles. It's enough to the knuckles. You're also supposed to wash your face. Also wash out your mouth. And afterwards, you dry your hands. You also have to be very careful to dry your face well. Why? Because it's just not healthy. It's a health thing. Dafkalisa, you have to wash your hands specifically into a kli, meaning you don't want the water on the floor because of the toma. Natila, you can't be nene from this man natila, meaning don't feed it to animals or don't use it to mop. Adam, you can pour them in the place where people don't walk. I don't know. Can you use them to put into your pots of meaning your plants and flowers? I don't know. So I'm not sure if you can use it for that or not. Okay, stop there for that one.
Don't most of us have sinks nowadays, and we don't water it into the plants?
Yeah, but I'm saying, let's say you want to use it for the plants. I don't know. Can you? Or you? I mean, do we care so much about?